Okay, so much of our attention on Shavuos is placed on Talmud Torah and Megillas Rus, less so on the Korbanos, because unfortunately we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But it was an exciting day in the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos. And the two aspects that marked the excitement was the beginning of the Bikurim season, and for farmers living in Eretz Yisrael, selecting the fruits from the seven minim of Eretz Yisrael, this was a highlight. We really waited for Chag HaBikurim with bated breath. And the second part, of course, was reflected in the overall agricultural completion, that now you could harvest most of the grains that were now fully ripened. Pesach time, most of the grains were not fully ripened, only sorghum, only barley. And the second highlight was the Shtei Alecha, two large loaves of bread. And aside again from it highlighting that now you could actually bring a carbon from wheat. Remember, the Minchas Omer and Carbon Pesach is only from barley, which is what animals ate. So yet to bring a carbon from wheat from the new grains, you had to still bring from the old grains. People could eat the new grains after a Minchas Omer, but you couldn't bring a carbon from the new wheat grains until the Shtei Alechem. So this is an exciting day in the Beis HaMikdash. And also the Shtei Alechem were a chametz. It's one of the only carbonos at a chametz. They don't put the Shtei Alechem on the Mizbeach, the Kohanim eat it, but to have chametz in the Beis HaMikdash is a real shocker. It's really different. And partially it demonstrates, I haven't started the shiur yet, partially it demonstrates the transition from matzah to chametz. And on Pesach we're still poor and we're still slaves, so we eat lechem only. But now that Torah is delivered to us, we're meant to be wealthy, comfortable, princes, kings, what does it mean for a king to eat matzah? So we offer a karban of real chametz bread, not only Mizbeach per se. Of course, it's the same transition from eating like animals, barley, to eating wheat, grains, like chitin. Shtei Alechem striking was not just that it's composed of wheat, but that it's two. Very often in the Beis HaMikdash, a karban mostly is one. There are some exceptions, two kivasim, kivas achadis, erbogavs, kivas ashenisev, and arbayim. That's only most of the unique karbanos, with the exception of the Sari Lazazel and Sari Lashem, which has separate duality in Yom Kippur. So in the world of Hasidus, the duality and the dualism, the Shtei Alechem, are very, very intriguing. So the Sfas Emes quotes his grandfather. Again, his grandfather was the Chidushei Harim. Sfas Emes was orphaned at a very early age. He was raised by his grandfather, Chidushei Harim. And that's who he quotes most of the time that he's quoting people. He's quoting the Baal Shem Tov. He quotes the Yehudim Parshischa, I've talked about him in the past, but he really quotes the Chiddush Yerim very frequently. Rav Amital would quote a lot of Chiddush Yerim stuff. So he felt that the dualism between the Shtei Alechem is meant to stretch the horizons of Shavuos from Torah, which is natural, to Shavuos, to something else. Now what's that something else? This is characteristic of the Hasidus. Remember, Hasidus refocuses the weight of Avonis Hashem from only Torah to more of an accidental tefillah. And the best way to see that is because Hasidim took hours and hours and hours to daven at the cost of Talmud Torah. And that was one of the major, major disputing points between Hasidus and non-Hasidus. The amount of time spent on davening at the cost of Talmud Torah, and not just time investment, but overall orientation and attitude. And remember, in Hasidus, it's an attempt to carve out meaningful avodas Hashem for people that couldn't learn. So the shift from Torah to Tefillah is absolutely crucial, because Tefillah is a more democratic experience. If anything, it's not just more democratic, but in some ways, the less you know, the better you can daven, because it's more pure and more direct and more of a cry. The famous story of the Baal Shem Tov, the shepherd who comes into the shul and just starts whistling. So it's completely unadorned and unsophisticated, but it's more authentic and it's more genuine. So for the Sfas Emes, quoting his grandfather, the Chidushei Harim, the Shtei Alecha means you can't just celebrate Talmud Torah on Shavuos, it has to translate into Avodas Hashem, into Tefillah. Now, what does that mean? It means that according to the Sfas Emes, they actually daven in Har Sinai. Where do we see they daven? We see they brought Korbanos, Parshas Mishpatim, we see they received the Torah, we see they enacted a bris. So it says in Parshas Yisro, Vayamod Ha'am Merachok. What does Amod sound like? Ein Amida Ella Lashon Tefillah. So the fact that Torah describes them as standing merachok means that after they received the Torah, after they received all that knowledge, they were trying to translate it into something visceral and experiential and spiritual, which of course everyone has to do. But that translation is through davening. So they actually daven to Hashem, not just bringing korbanos, at Har Sinai. And the phrase vayamod ha'am merachok essentially means that they're launching tefillah for all generations. Merachok means for generations to come. So just like we believe that all the Torah that we learned was given in Har Sinai, and we think about Shavuos as the source, and all the Torah we'll learn in our life, that somehow was the energy, the potential, the material was delivered in Har Sinai, they were also carving a template for all future tefillahs. Vayimoda Merachok, davening Har Sinai is just as seminal to davening as receiving the Torah in Har Sinai is seminal to Talmud Torah. Vayimoda Merachok means all the generations that would come distant from Har Sinai. So when you daven every day of your life, you think about the first time that there was mass davening. First time there was personal davening, part of Sefer Breishis, Avram Tikkun Tefillah Shachris, Yitzchak Tikkun Tefillah Mincha, Yaakov Tikkun Tefillah Arvis. But when was the first time there was mass tefillah? It's a little bit the Yam Suf, Vayitzaku El Hashem, but they're screaming, they're more crying, and they're worried. But a davening that's a response to a spiritual expansion of consciousness happens at Har Sinai, Vayimoda Merachok. And essentially, Hashem tells that to Moshe. He telegraphs that in Parsha Shmos. When Hashem first meets Moshe at Har Sinai, which is still the immature Har Sinai. What do we call the immature Har Sinai? The Sneh, Sinai and Sneh. There's not the full fire. There's only limited fire. For that, you have to listen to my shiur on why there's no fire yet. There's no combustion yet at the Sneh. But the Sneh becomes Har Sinai. What does Hashem say? And according to most Pshat, Hashem is meeting Moshe at Har Sinai. That's really where they are. Hashem tells Moshe, you will take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, ta'avduno si ala harazeh. Ta'avduno si ala harazeh. So he's telegraphing to Moshe, you won't just receive the Torah on this mountain, but you will try to translate that Torah into Avodas Hashem. And of course, for the Sfasem, it's a translation into Avodas Hashem, is through tefillah. It's one thing to say you have to translate the information to Avodas Hashem, that we all try to do. But the manner to do it is through tefillah, and that's why the Sfasem is highlights the Gemara in Brachos, that you should learn a little bit before you daven. A person should be omed lispal mitoch divrei Torah. Think about Maariv, which is probably the tefillah, or those who daven who learn a little bit before Shacharis. It's a very different tefillah when you're learning, and the second you stop learning, you enter davening. You feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your mind is engaged with Hashem, and that translation from Torah to tefillah, that's why it's so important to daven in Yeshiva Minyan in general, not just to juxtapose the experiences, but to daven literally where you learn, so you can feel those two experiences being fused. The Gemara says in Brachos, I think it's Rav Huna, would only daven where he learned. He wanted to be a makrid to daven where he learned Torah. So the Shtei Alechem represent those dualities, to try to translate Talmud Torah into Avodas Hashem / Tefillah. What does this have to do with Megillas Rus? Why do we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos? How many answers can you come up with for that question? It's a challenge for you for Shavuos. Probably come up with at least 20 answers. Why you read Megillas Rus on Shavuos? According to the Sfasem, a surprise answer. Because we're trying to find the counterpoint to Moshe. Moshe davened a lot also, but certainly in our minds, in our imaginations, he's the prototype of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, Zichru Torah, Moshe Avdi, Moshe delivered the Torah. Who's the hero that comes out of Megillas Rus? He doesn't appear in Megillas Rus, but he's born from Megillas Rus. David HaMelech. What is David associated with? Not Torah, though he learned a lot of Torah. What do we typically associate him with? Tefillah, because he's Misakin Tehillim. So we're trying to create those two, not polarities, but those two aspects, David and Moshe, Torah and Tefillah, Shtei Alechem. So read Megillas Rus as a complement, just like the Shtei Alechem complement the two. And we take the two lechems in the Beis HaMikdash and we lift them together. So just keep in mind the Shtei Lechem. You don't know much about it. We'll read about it in the Kriyas HaTorah. But it's very, very iconic in the Beis HaMikdash, in part because it was chametz, but in part because it was a lifting ceremony of two breads. And that lifting together of two breads, especially in the world of Hasidus, suggested fusions of two different strains that typically aren't associated. We should discuss one today. There are many, 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 many others, but just one today, Torah and Tefillah, which were fused at Har Sinai. Okay, tomorrow, Rashi for Shavuos, because I won't be here Friday. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at some Rashis in Parshas Yisro. Okay?